Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and on Zoom with me this morning, I have Heather Bauscher and Steve Ramp. Can you both hear me via Zoom?
Yes. Hello, Erin.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. Well, thank you both.
Hello, Erin. This is Steve.
Thank you both for joining me this morning. So we're going to be talking about the Fish and Game Advisory Committee meeting that is happening tomorrow, January 20th. Also on Zoom, everyone's new favorite app. So Steve, you are a part of the advisory committee, as are you, Heather. Why don't we start with just an introduction? Heather, what is the advisory committee? What does it do? What's its purpose?
Thank you so very much for having us on the air today, Erin, to talk about this and share more with folks. Our local advisory committee, basically the job of that is to represent the concerns and feelings of the people of this community and help elevate those to the State Department of Fish and Game. So as things are coming up to change regulations or propose regulations or change the way we're managing our harvests of various different fisheries resources or wildlife resources, you get an opportunity to weigh in on how that's being done.
Awesome. So yeah, that's definitely, that's something that hits home, that affects everyone in Sitka who takes advantage of all the lands and waters here. So one of the things that is happening at the meeting tomorrow is there are seats available. So this is any average citizen who has a relationship, a stake in these different environments can be a part of the board. So Steve, as a seat on this board, can you give us a little look into what these seats are? What's open for election or re-election?
Sure, Erin. We have a number of seats, and the goal is to represent the widest variety of people with interest in our fishing and hunting resources in the state of Alaska, particularly in Southeastern, more specifically in Sitka. So we have a hand troll commercial fishing seat, a subsistence seat, a hunting seat, commercial seine, an at-large seat, longliners, power troll. We have a conservation seat, trapping, charter sport fishing seat, resident sport fishing seat, an at-large seat, a processor seat, a guide seat, two alternates, and a shellfish seat. Of those, four of them are up for re-election tomorrow night, which are the trapping seat, resident sport fish seat, a processor seat, which is vacant right now, and an alternate seat. So anybody in the public is eligible to come to the meeting and let us know of their interest and get a nomination, and in which case we'll vote. And that's part of why we're here this morning, is to drive public participation in our meetings.
So this isn't a long involved application process, no long government forms and red tape. It's being present at this virtual meeting and stating your interest and I guess where your main focus lies. Like you were saying, there's four seats up for election: trapping, processing, resident sport fish, and that alternate seat. So it's have your two cents to say about those and put your name out there and see what happens.
Yeah, it's that's pretty
easy
process.
It is. There's no application form at all.
Okay. Well, wonderful. So how often does this committee meet? As you say, it's bringing different focuses that are of relevance to the community, to the greater Fish and Game as an organization. Is this something that meets every Tuesday of the month, or is it something that meets, you know, every third full moon of the year? Is there any like rhyme or reason to when things are happening? Heather, why don't you, can you clue me in on how often the board meets?
Sure. So when you sign up for one of these commitments, it's generally a 3-year commitment in one of these roles. And our meetings really vary depending on the work that needs to be done. So right now we're coming up on a Southeast finfish cycle, mm-hmm. which is really important because that only comes around every 3 years or so too. So we only get an opportunity to weigh in on our fisheries management once every 3 years. So those things are coming up. So there's a large number of proposals that we're going to have to be reviewing ahead of that meeting, because our job is to help, you know, amplify the concerns of the local folks. So we're going to review these proposals as a local AC and then help submit our comments and our opinions up to the state. So because that's coming up, if they stick to the timeline that they're currently on, it might change. They might move the Board of Fisheries meeting. That's in discussion right now, depending on COVID.
Okay.
The timeline might change, but as of right now, we're looking at probably having to have meetings maybe every other week for a month or two, for a little bit, just to get through all of those proposals, maybe even more, honestly. If you want to ask more about that, I know Steve is pretty up to speed on the proposals we need to review, and it's quite a number of them. So I would say that most of the year we aren't meeting that much, especially during like fisheries seasons or like hunting season, we try not to meet too much. So a lot of the work gets done in the winter, and it really just depends on what number of proposals we have to go through or if there's a big meeting coming up or not.
Okay. So yeah, like you're saying, it's not happening during when everyone on this committee is out doing the things that they're advising on with fishing season and hunting
right.
and trapping.
Or we try our best. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets hard because there's so many folks represented, but yeah.
Yes. So Steve, as someone who's been on the board, is it kind of a daunting commitment to be a part of? What would you say for someone who's considering maybe being a part of the advisory committee? Do you have any advice or a little insight?
Well, it takes a little reading of the proposals, maybe some phone calls and research to get yourself coherent on what's being proposed. Unlike every other state in the nation, Alaska has a public process to change fish and game laws, both sport and subsistence and commercial, hunting, fishing, trapping. And the legislature doesn't change the rules. The Board of Fishery and the Board of Game does. And they do that through a public process that starts with somebody writing a proposal to change a rule or create a rule. Our committee reviews all of those proposals and provides our advice to the department and the Board of Fish and the Board of Game on whether we think they should approve something or not. And not only that, we author our own proposals. In this current cycle, we've got six to eight, maybe nine proposals that our members authored and our board actually evaluated and submitted as an advisory committee.
Wow.
But it's a busy season. We've got 153 fishery proposals just in Southeast Alaska. And they're also this year evaluating hunting Board of Game proposals. And there's 89 of those that are statewide proposals, not just Southeast, but throughout the state. So we've got a lot to do. And you know, I like doing it because we have an important role to play in getting all these varied members together in a meeting from a wide range of activities, whether they're sport fishermen or hunters or seiners or whatnot, to look at these proposals and share our advice with the Board of Fish and the Board of Game on what we think they should do to benefit people in Sitka and Southeast.
Wonderful. So this advisory committee, it focuses more on Southeast Alaska. This isn't necessarily an advisory committee for Sitka specifically, or necessarily for Alaska specifically. Southeast is the focus?
I would say it's our local Sitka advisory committee. Sometimes we notice as we're talking about things that some of these issues may have impacts beyond Sitka. So it's just a matter of us being conscientious as we're making these choices or weighing in on things to like realize how that impacts everyone beyond us.
Got it. So we're just about out of time. Just to reiterate that you're talking about the Fish and Game Advisory Committee meeting. There's seats up to be filled for trapping, processing, resident sport fishing as an alternate. And that meeting is happening tomorrow, Wednesday the 20th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Is it open for someone who doesn't necessarily want to be on the board? Is this still an open meeting for any average citizen to be a part of?
Absolutely. Our meetings are always open to the public, and we follow strict protocols and noticing those to provide as much opportunity as possible for people to be able to participate.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both, Heather Bauscher and Steve Ramp. Heather as an alternate seat on the board and Steve as the resident Sportfish seat. Thank you both for joining me on air this morning, and have a great time tomorrow night at that meeting. You said sounds like a lot of proposals. You have your work cut out for you, but it's a pretty amazing.
We're not going to dive into proposals quite yet. We're just going to get our seat sorted and go over some unfinished business from before and come up with our plan for how we're going to attack all these proposals upcoming.
Excellent. Yeah, you got your work cut out for you, but it's definitely something that I think it's safe to say that everyone in Sitka does appreciate. It has an impact on us. It's nice to know we have people we know speaking for us when it comes to regulating how we can use all the resources we have here.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron. This has been a pleasure.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It was a pleasure. Thank you both for joining me this morning.